Having a teacher is tough. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Having a teacher is tough. How much we would all like to have teachers to guide us in our learning, to guide us in our instruction, to guide us on our path. Wanting teachers to guide us on our path, why do I say that having a teacher is tough? Well, the reason I say having a teacher is tough is that we learn best when we listen within ourselves. For all of our wisdom, all of our knowledge, all of our awareness comes from listening within. It comes from being aware of all that we all know. We say, I know that I know that I know, and that is the truth. For we know we know all things within ourselves. We know all things from the depth of our heart. We know these things. But we find it very difficult to depend on ourselves. We like a teacher, because a teacher will sometimes cause us to do things that open up the door within us and reveal who and what we are. A teacher sort of lets us find ourselves within ourselves. But in truth, do we want to find ourselves within ourselves? If we really looked within ourselves, if we really were meditative and introspective, and we allowed ourselves to be illumined from within, what would happen? What would happen is that we would know all things. We would have no need for another human being on the face of the earth. We would have no need for anyone to guide us, direct us, or show us, or be whatever we are. We'd have no need for that. And that would be something that's passé, no longer important, no longer significant. And we like to have things like people that we can blame for knowing or not knowing things. Science is telling us today, all time and space are here and now. And we know that. We've always known that. Stories in the Bible tell us that. The knowledge of all the philosophers and ancient teachers have told us that. But it's so incredulous, we just don't want to believe it. We just don't want to say that that is true. And so, we say of our teachers, they are limited. We say of our teachers that they don't know. We say of our teachers that they're learning too. We say of our teachers one word that puts them into place, that really puts them right where they belong. We say of our teachers, they are human. And as long as we say of our teachers that they are human, then they will be able to teach us only to the degree that we accept their humanity and that we go beyond their humanness. For if we do not go beyond the humanness of our teachers, we will be only where we are. And we will be no further. We will be no further down the road of awareness, of understanding, of illumination, of wisdom. Because we will see the faults in our teachers. We will see them standing on feet of clay. We will see them with desires and wants like we have. And because they have these desires and wants, we'll say, they're surely not all knowledge. They're surely not the infinite. Of all the great teachers who've ever lived, we've done our very best to unpedestal them, to knock them off their pedestals. They were not on a pedestal because they put themselves there, but because the world put them there, because of the magnificent wisdom that they showed, the understanding that they revealed. And in having them on a pedestal, we have to look up to them. We have to worship them. We have to honor them. And in doing that, we do not really like to do that. Because truly, everyone, every human being, every thinking person on the face of the earth, every being, wherever a being may be, likes to feel that they are number one, that they are the all, that they are the is, the very essence of all that is. And if anyone comes along and explains it in a more understandable way, we will do our best to depreciate it, to look down it, to say it is not so. We will try to say that it has poorness to it. Now, let's just take one illustration, and it's one that is easy to understand. Let's take our good friend Mr. Einstein. Albert Einstein. What a human man. What a human being. Forgetful. We know the stories of his forgetfulness. His brilliance. We know the stories of his brilliance. His wife and his children. We know the stories of his wife and children. We know the stories of his work. We know the stories of his activities when he was in his home place in Europe. We know about him. And we use all of these things as denigrating aspects of his personality. We don't use them as uplifting. We don't use it as the divine expressing in its magnificent way in him. He truly is and was a marvelous man. He truly is and was brilliant. Brilliant beyond most scientists today. Not all, because many are coming into understanding of what he taught. And then, of course, when they understand what he taught, then they'll go beyond that. And we like to put him down. We like to tell the stories about his humanness. If we really honored Mr. Einstein, if we really honored him and recognized that he was a great mathematician, a great physicist, if we would honor that and think of it only in those terms, we would be able to more readily accept the truths that he brought forth. But because we know the human man, Mr. Einstein, we sort of put him on the back burner. We say, he is open to failure. He is open to fault. He is open to a lack of all knowledge. He is open to a lack of respect by his cohorts. But yet, we know truly, he had more respect from his cohorts than many a scientist. And he has never been found wrong yet, even though people have done their utmost to do it. The same is true of Jesus. We know the stories of Jesus, and we know the humanness of Jesus, and everybody wants to make Jesus a homosexual because he lived with men. They want to make him heterosexual because he had relationships with these women, they say, and he had all of these accounts. They want to make him human. And in making him human, they want to belittle what he's teaching. If we truly have a teacher who is faultless and spotless and his integrity stands perfect, nobody puts him down, nobody wants to put the man out of business, nobody wants to do that. When you have a teacher like that, then you find that it's a teacher that is very close to home. And it's called me. It's called I. It's called you. The teacher that is the most beautiful, the most perfect, the most faultless teacher in the universe is yourself. Because when you come to the point of saying, oh, I see, or ah, yes, a realization, an understanding, an awareness of truth, of wisdom, of knowledge of any kind. You are coming to that awareness from within yourself because you always knew it. You always were it. You always had it. And you will not denigrate yourself. You will not put yourself down. You will not try to pull the rug out from under yourself. Oh, some people mentally unstable, they play that game a little bit. But even that way, they're not trying to pull the rug underneath themselves. They're trying to pull the rug underneath everybody else who looked at them and saw them as good people. They wanted to control how people look at the world and how people do these things, and that's just one of the ways they do it. But the truly great beings on this earth, the truly great beings on this earth are their own teacher. The truly great beings on this earth are the ones who have found within themselves all knowledge, all awareness, all truth, all wisdom, and they don't look outward for it. They don't look for an outward teacher. For in truth, all we ever do when we look to an outward teacher is to look for confidence, to look for someone who's going to approve and say that we are right in whatever we're doing, and not really for the knowledge itself. For the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, the awareness, that we have from within. But we like to have people on the outer approve of how great we are. And if we like to have people approve of how great we are, we will run into the terrible trap of people also having the privilege of saying how not great we are, of looking at our faults, which we do not look at, looking at our limitations, which we do not look at, looking at us as not complete, and we look at ourselves as quite complete. We live in a world that is quite wonderful, and beautiful, remarkable, and yet we have not opened our eyes to where that remarkable world is born. Where is that remarkable world born? That remarkable world is born in you and in me. Because all is in us. We are truly number one. We are truly the all-knowing beings of the universe. We are truly the all-knowledgeable, all-powerful, everywhere present beings of the universe. We truly are these aspects of universality. We truly are. But we do not like to say that we are, because every time we say that we are, then we have to only rely upon the truth that stands within us. And as we rely only on the truth that is within us, it can very easily be interpreted in a different way, not misinterpreted, but interpreted in a different way by somebody else. And when it is interpreted in a different way by somebody else, they feel that the interpretation they come up with is the correct one. And any incident, any activity, any thought will have with it many interpretations, many ways of looking at it, many ways of utilizing it in everyday life. And when you have many ways of utilizing one idea, you have many interpretations of it. You have many ways of talking about it. What do we want to do, really? We want to learn to be our own teacher. Man, know thyself. Go within. Speak to the Father within, as Jesus would say. And the Father within will reveal to thee all things openly. Ha! We've had that 2,000 years now, and we haven't even begun to pay attention to it. The philosophers existed long before Jesus came around. The Buddha came around with philosophy which was quite parallel and easily as significant. And there were philosophers before that. And there were philosophers before that. And let's go back to the beginning of time, beginning of space, if there ever is such a thing like that. And when we come back to the beginning of it and we find man, and man doesn't know that he doesn't know. Man only knows that he knows all. And as he knows that he knows all, he lives in the realization that he knows all. But then man has the timidity to create other people. And as he creates other people, these other people also feel that they know it all. But they may know it from a slightly different venue, a slightly different attitude, a slightly different place in time and space, and thereby giving it a different interpretation. And giving it a different interpretation, they become a teacher of their interpretation. And so, having a teacher is really rough, because you have someone who has not found themselves at their original purity and integrity, but they've found themselves somewhere down the line in their think system, somewhere down the line in their pattern of understanding, somewhere down the line in their awareness of the allness. So if we can be our own teacher, and we are, and if we would recognize we are our own teacher and make ourselves follow the truth that we are our own teacher, we will be brilliant. We will be absolutely brilliant. We will be all knowledge. We will be feeling confident in ourselves and confident in the world around us. We'll feel confident and good in all that exists, and how great that is. Each one of us has the privilege of doing that. Do we want to do that? Or do we like the coziness of the human world? We created it that way. Do we like the tenderness and the caringness, the sympathy, the compassion of the human world? So long as we want the compassion, the sympathy, the tenderness of the human world, we will not experience our original purity and integrity. For in experiencing our original purity and integrity, we need no teacher, we need no other being. We are all. Then we create about us people exactly like us. People who are all-knowing, people who are all-wise, people who are everywhere present. And as we create people around us who are exactly like us, we live in a world that is spotless. We live in a world that is fulfilled. We live in a world that is eternal. And it is. Yes, having a teacher is rough, but it's our choice. And today, we can make it our choice to be our own teacher. We can make it our own choice to listen within ourselves and find the magic of all knowledge, all wisdom, the magic of all understanding, all awareness. And with that magic at work in us, we feel fulfilled in every beautiful way. We feel content. We feel divine. We leave the human stage and enter into the allness stage, the isness stage, the divine stage. And then truly we can say of ourselves, I am God. For that God is the allness, the isness, and that God is every man. And when we can say that, life is truly an exciting adventure. And we have no teachers anymore. We only have an inner revelation of all that is. Join me in this inner revelation today, for it's a wonderful, glorious experience. And as you join me, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.